God is calling His children, come unto me.
Ang Ginoon nagtatawag sa iyong mga kanakan, isinali mo rin sa ako.
How many of you want to be children of the Lord? Amen. Better yet, sons of the Lord. That's growing up children. Amen. Well, I believe the Lord has put a message on my heart. As we look at the situation that's going on in the world and in the land, we are aware that it's getting darker and darker. I don't just mean the sky and the clouds. I don't mean the night that comes every day when the earth turns. I mean that the forces of wickedness and darkness are becoming more and more evident. And I'm thinking about the time that is coming that the Bible calls midnight. Now, there's a midnight in the natural. And in the natural, the midnight is the time when the darkness is at its strongest. But it's also a turning point when we begin to come more and more toward the light. So when we think of the coming midnight in the spiritual realm, we are asking God, what are you going to do? What is going to be happening in the things of God at that time? Because God is surely not asleep. He is the Almighty God. I think the word says that He neither slumbers nor sleeps. So He is aware of everything that is going on. And yet the people of God, we who make up what is called the church, we are prone to slumber and sleep. So I want to read the first verse from Matthew chapter 25. And in verse 5 and 6, it says, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
Okay, Matthew chapter 25, verse 5 and 6. Samtang ang pamanunod naglangan, silang banan, nagpilaw, o natulog, o sa pagkagawang gabi, dahil sa kasinggit, naghihimo. Kanawa, ang pamanunod nag-abot, pagawas kamo aron sa pagtagbo kaniya.
Did you read both verses?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll just say verse 6. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Amen. So the bridegroom is who? Jesus. Jesus is the bridegroom. Who is going to be his wife? Yes. The church, the people of God, the born again believers of God. We all have one hope, and that is that we will be the bride of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm a man. You probably noticed that. In my natural thinking, I have a hard time thinking about being a bride. And some of you are sisters in the natural. And you probably have a hard time thinking about being a son of God. Being a man-child company. But you see, we're talking spiritual talk here. We're not talking about natural gender of male and female. So when we talk about a woman or a virgin, we are talking about a church. Now you would know that there are different kinds of church and there are different kinds of women. There's a faithful and a pure woman, and she is a picture of a faithful and a pure church. And there is an unfaithful church. She has many other lovers other than Jesus Christ. Yes. And she's called a harlot. And many other words that can be used to describe her. So in this parable, Jesus is talking to his church. And you know, the bridegroom seems to be waiting to come back way too long. I have done a lot of reading lately about the history of the church. And I know that during the days of the apostles, after Jesus went to heaven, the apostles expected him to come back in their lifetime. And if you go forward, somewhere around the year when the year 1000 came, that's 1000 years ago. Many people in the world were saying, oh, this is the year, this is the time, he's going to come back now, it's the end of the millennium, you know. But it's been another 1,000 years. And here we are today, and I'm still saying the day of the Lord is very near. Things that are happening, things that are available today, I could never have imagined when I was a child. And so because the bridegroom waits and tarries, the church gets slumber and sleep. And what that means is that we are no longer in a state of watching. We are becoming careless about our life. We are becoming lazy. We are seeking to make our life more pleasurable. We are pursuing after other things like more money. And the church is partaking of doctrines that cause a state of spiritual drunkenness. Doctrines that say once you're saved, you're always saved, you can live any way you want now, and Jesus will come and rapture you away and you can live any way you want. If you drink from that kind of fountain, you're going to slumber. So you must always have a preacher that is preaching to you, you must be ready today. And you see, in this parable, being ready meant having the oil. The oil is the Holy Spirit. If you do not practice the walk in the Holy Spirit every day, you will lose it. If you begin to walk in unrighteousness, if you begin to walk in sin, the voice of the Holy Spirit, you will not hear it anymore. Midnight will come and you will not be ready to enter in. Those who did not enter in were in an outer darkness place where there was much tribulation. Those who entered in were joined together with the husband Jesus Christ. If you are one with Jesus Christ, you have all the authority, you have all the power that He has. You have the overshadowing protection that a husband gives to his wife. Amen.
Amen.
So there was a time, and it was at midnight. That the cry was made. Now, I don't know how long these seasons of time are in the Lord. I don't know that midnight doesn't last 10 years. I don't know that midnight doesn't last 20 years. I have been hearing the cry for 30 years. You see, when you read the term the day of the Lord, it doesn't mean 24 hour day. Yeah. And sometimes the day of the Lord is also referring to a 3.5 year period of great tribulation. So I hope that I'm one of these virgins that didn't go to sleep too hard, and I'm still awake, and I can still cry, "The bridegroom cometh." And so the cry was meant to wake up the virgins. Wake up, church! Wake up! Make yourself ready! See, the doctrine of slumber says you don't need to do anything. The midnight cry says you need to do something about yourself. You are responsible, amen, for responding to the cry of the bridegroom. If you don't respond, you're a foolish virgin. One day, the door is going to be shut. What door? The door to entering into the fullness of Jesus Christ. I didn't say the door to salvation.
Wala ko magsulti kaninyo mahitungod sa kaluwasan sa atuang kapurnaan sa atong kaluwasan.
During the hell on earth, there will be people saved, but they will give their life.
Aduna ko yung pagkakanangan kam, naluwas na pero wala muhatag sa iyang kagalingon dito sa Ginoo.
But there is a door, and the door is Jesus Christ. And he will be closed for a season of time. There will be those on the inside, and there will be those on the outside. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to give you another example of midnight. I want to go to the book of Exodus. And we are talking about a time of great trouble. This is the 12th chapter of Exodus. Amen. We are talking about the time when the people of God are in bondage in Egypt.
Kini nga mao nga panghitabo sa diha nga mga tawon sa Dios nga Israelita na bilanggo dito sa Ehipto.
Amen. Egypt means the world.
Ang Ehipto buti pasabot sa espiritu mano ni ana ang kalibutan.
Pharaoh equals the devil.
Si Pharaoh usab buti pasabot yana si Satanas.
The devil was holding all of God's people in bondage as slaves.
Satanas iyang gi sakop ang iya ang mga katawhan sa Dios para sa iya.
Many of God's people are still in bondage to Satan today.
Bisan pa daghan gihapoy mga katawhan karon sa Dios simba pero siya gi sakop gihapon ni Satanas.
Now remember, we are talking about God's chosen people. We are talking about a people who are being called out. And the English word church comes from the meaning of the Greek word, which means people called out.
Mauna ang English nga pinulungan sa simbahan itawag si of church. Buti pasabot niya na nagi mga katauhan na gibang tawag sa Ginoo.
So even as the ancient people of Israel were called out of bondage in Egypt,
sama ra gihapon nga kun atong hunahunaon nga sama nga gitawag ang mga Israelita magtawag sa Dios pagpagawas gikan sa Ehipto.
So are the people of God today. We are first of all called out of sin.
Mao na nga ingon usab kanato karon nga nagapangalagad sa atong buhi nga Dios gitawag kita sa Ginoo nga magpahigawas kita gikan sa tanang klase sa kasalanan.
And then many of God's people have gotten involved in Babylon. Babylon means religion that is not the true religion of the kingdom of God. So many of you have been called out of some kind of religion also into the kingdom of God. So you're called out twice. Some of you. Amen. You're called out of the world, out of sin, and you're called out of the city of religion.
Primero,
pagkatas ikaduha, ipigawas na sa Ginoo sa espiritu sa pagka-reliyoso, buti pa sa buti na sige simba, pero wala ikang maguha sa kinabuhi.
Called out of called out.
Nga, tawag siya sa pagpagawas o niya, tawag pag niya sa pagpasakob o pagpagawas di hapon.
Now, God had a way to set His people free.
Ang Dios adunay kawalingon nga mga pamagi para nga ang iyang makatawan mahigawas gikan sa bindahin.
And by the way, the whole world is still under the dominion of Satan.
Sa blind pa nato nga kun imo padilan karon na bisan pag tibo kalibutan na pagyapon siya sa pagdomina sa pagagamanan ni Satanas.
In America, our politics, our government.
Nga bisa sa Amerika gigamhan kini sa kanang mga sa politiko o sa pagobyerno gyud mismo o di pasabutan na kanang ilang istorya na dili gani matu dili na matuman.
Philippines.
Bisan pa sa Pilipinas.
Same thing.
Pareha lagi apo na mga pangitabo.
Every nation that I can name, same thing.
Sa tanang nasod nga dili niya mas iya masulti. Mao ra gyapon mga pangitabo.
And Pharaoh does not want to let his slaves go. Amen. But God has sent Jesus.
Aman ang Dios naga padala ni Kristo Jesus.
The fulfillment of Moses, better than Moses.
Para nga matuman para mas maihatag pa labaw pa kay ni Moses diha kay Kristo.
And the cry is going to His people that He's going to set us free.
Og ang tawag mao ni hapon hangtod karon kay gusto sa Dios nga ipagawas kita di kaniyan.
So there's a series of plagues.
Mao na nga daghan kayo ang mga panghitabo karon sa tupalibot.
1, 2, 3.
Uno, dos, tres, mga panghitabo sa tupalibot karon na tumbago pa lino na po.
And the first three affected the people of God as well.
Unya kan primero nga tulo ka mga panghitabo naka-epekto dito sa katawhan sa Ginoo.
Amen. But there came a time when God said, I'm going to make a difference between the people of God and the people of the world.
Apan mabuti kita sa punto maisod ng Dios mismo, iyang pagusgan nga iya ipakita nga adunay dakong kalayian ng ikaw ako nga nagalaga sa Dios kay sa kalibutan.
The rest of these plagues are for Egypt.
Kung ang tanan ng mga kining mga kasakitan para na ni sa Ehipto.
But now God says, I'm going to keep and protect my elect.
Amen.
Kung ang Dios mismo siya ang karon ako proteksyonan ang ako ang pinili.
Amen.
Amen.
So we come to plague number 9, and number 9 is what?
Ang niabot ito sa kasakitan ng numero 9 o niyang numero 9 o sagot ay pasagot niini.
Number 9 is darkness.
Ang numero 9 ang kahulugan ni sa espirituhan ang buti pasagot niini kanikitan.
How many days was it? 3? 3 days of darkness? I think it was. I'll say 3 days of darkness. I believe it was. Amen. Listen. This was the kind of darkness that you have never ever experienced.
Ini ang klase nga ngit-ngit nga wala pa sukat di mo ma-experience yan. Grabe yung nakita sa sulok ni mga kalibutan. Di ka kamatikot.
This was the darkness that you could feel. It was so dark you could feel it on your skin.
Kung kini nga mao nga kalit-ngit nga mapatian gini mo naalit ka sa katkanan. Grabe yung nakita.
Flashlights, lamps, lights could not penetrate this darkness. It was so strong. Nobody went out of their place all this time. This is, we're talking about a spiritual darkness.
Kasi nga kahit kita bisa ikaw mismo di nakamagagawa sa iyong panimalain.
still, when the darkness was lifted, Pharaoh said no.
Bisan patungod niya nang among dako makikita na ilang nasinati sa Ehipto, minugya po sa paraon gahiyan kasing-kasing siya na big hapon ko. Surrender.
God said, I have one more. Number 10.
Ani mo na Ginoo, sige di ka sa ikanoybi, di ako di sa ikadis.
10. 10 is the fullness of order.
Ang numero 10, buti pa sa buti ni Monid ni siya ang kaugnanan sa maong iyang gahimoon.
So, the cup for Pharaoh is going to be filled up with number 10.
Mauna nga, dito na, diapot sa panagway yung mismo ni Paraon ang numero 10 na iyang maong kasakitan.
And so I'm going to read what the Lord said to Moses to tell the children of Israel. He said, this is the time of the Passover. And they were to kill a Passover lamb and put the blood above the door and on the sides of the door. And we'll read verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am the Lord.
Kaya ako mulata sa iyo, tao sa Egypto, nining gabiho na, kung mahampak sa tanang kinagulangan sa iyo, tao sa Egypto, ang tao manap o batok sa tanang mga Diyos, sa Egypto ako mahamtang o pagkukong, ako mawang ang Ginoo.
I cannot even imagine what is... What is going to happen when God sends His angels, when He moves through this earth and He begins to destroy all the gods of this earth?
Nga ang Dios makusganon kayo sa niyang mga panitabuan nga nagpadala siya og mga anghel aron gunubon ang tanan nga mga Dios-Dios nga naa niya nang mga dapita.
No, we don't think we have any gods. Just because we don't have some image thing sitting on our in our house somewhere. I tell you, on this coming night, God is going to destroy all the gods of this world.
So di ata mo maiksoon nini nga mao nga mensahe nga ang Dios makusganon gyud nga mugkun-og sa matag usa ka Dios-Dios nga naa sa atong pinabuhi.
If you've made some idol out of some rock star or movie star or sports star or whatever it is, all these idols are coming down. Even some of these great television preachers. I tell you, brethren, get your eyes off of man and get your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, the night cometh when no man can work. All the thing of man is coming to an end.
Ang tanang mga butang gihimo sa tao, mukili siya adunay tinutuban o katapusan.
Well, the next verse says, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt, which is the world.
Kung ang dugo mahimo alam kaninyo na usa kay hanan na kapalayan din kamo na kung sa liha na kung makita ang dugo ako musaylo ibabaw kaninyo kung ang hampak dili mo na kaninyo sa paglagpiyan kaninyo sa liha na ako muhampak sa yuta sa Ehipto.
When I see the blood,
ningon ang Dios kung makita nako ang dugo na nasa inyong pultahan.
The Lord said, when I see the blood, how are you going to be protected now in this day and in this age?
Sa ato sa karon nga igsoon, ano sa among tamahimong hingpit diha sa Ginoo? Ano sa aman?
Are you going to kill a lamb and put its blood on your house?
Bukbang pasabot niya niya para mahingpit ta, muhalan ta po sa Ginoo niya, mag-ihaw ta o ganang karniro niya, musik-musik na to sa ato ang dugo, sa ato ang panimalay?
No, that isn't going to work.
Dili na na siya mao.
Why isn't it going to work?
Anong din naman na siya mo trabaho sa manyana?
Because this is not your house. What is the house? I am the temple of God. You are the temple of God. What is the blood? It's the blood of Jesus. What is the top of the door of my house? My mind. The blood is in my mind. The blood is on my soul. The blood cleanses my thoughts. The blood cleanses my desires. When Satan tempts me to desire something that's going to take me away from God, the blood reminds me, no, 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 don't go there. When my emotions rise up, The blood speaks and says to my soul, and I say to my soul, return unto thy rest, O my soul.
Ang dugo ni Kristo Jesus magapahinumdum sa ato ang kani ato ang pagbati nga gani mo ron nagsaputo na gani igno na yung sa Dios ang unahuna na to nga oy pag-relax lang siya diha sa Ginoo.
Listen, you have the power to command your mind that you will not think certain ways.
Hinumdum na to na isu nga ikaw adunay gahum o diata sa Dios nga maigno ni mo ang unahuna nga oy ayaw pag unahuna sa gawas dili na sa nagwali.
And the devil will soon discover that he can't get anywhere with you by suggesting the things he's been trying to get you to do. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The blood will change your stubborn will.
Ang dugo mo ni siya ang magapukong sa ato ang kinabuhi nga kahi o dili patuo nga kinabuhi.
How many of you think you might be a little bit stubborn? I'm talking about your Adam nature. Are any of you girls stubborn? Sometimes. You know, I'll never forget when Bert and I went to Nigeria the first time. Remember that little girl in Calabar? Maybe you were praying for somebody else, but people came up, they wanted us to pray for them. This little six-year-old girl came up and she stood in front of me. She was about this tall. And I got down on my knees like this and I said, "So what can I pray for you, dear?" And she did like this and she said, "I'm stubborn." God bless her. She heard the Spirit of God say, "You need to deal with your little stubborn nature." Come on, girls. You know what your problems are, and you can go to the Lord and say, "Lord, I'm stubborn. Help me." Lord, I don't like to obey. I don't like to yield. I've got a bad temper, Lord. Amen. I'm sorry. If there were more boys here, I'd pick on the boys too. Amen. So the Lord is saying, you put the blood on the top of the door. And you put the blood on the sides of the door. What is this? The blood on this? It's the things I do. What is this? The places I go. You need to avoid going to places that they're the devil's den. You need, as children of God, you need to have a fear of going into those places where unrighteous people gather. And you see, the Lord also told them, you must remain in this house.
Ang Dios nagasulti ngadto kanila, isa nga magpabilin mo ka, magpabilin ka mo diyan ang among balaya.
If you don't remain in this house, there is a spirit of destruction and death.
Kun dili ka magpabilin niya na diyan sa sulod niya ng panimalaya, aduna gyud gautan nga manitabok diha kanimo bisan pangat ikaw mamatay gayon.
So we must remain under the blood. The midnight hour is coming. Amen. And what the Lord said is, where I see the blood, I will overshadow you.
Ningon ang Dios nga kun makit-a nako ang mao nga dugo nga naa sa pagpamutangan, ako mong saligdan.
I will cover you.
Ako mong tipigan.
and the destroyer will not be able to touch you. Now we know that God has given permission for the destroyer to go out. And so we know that God is going to allow the devil to bring a lot of terrible things. But he has made provision for his people to come under protection. And if his people do not come under that protection, God is not obliged to protect you. I tell you, brethren, I'm telling you the absolute truth.
Amen.
Now, we'd read just two more verses here. In verse 20. In verse 23 it says, "For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and upon the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you."
Ang Ginoo mulapas aron sa paghampak sa mga ituhanon og sa liha nga siya makita sa dugo sa malabar og sa liha og sa duha ka puske sa kilid. Ang Ginoo musayro sa pagbahan og dili motugot sa niglaglag nga musulod ngadto sa inyong kabalayan aron sa paghampak kaninyo.
Amen. And then in verse 29 it says, "And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat upon the throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the cattle."
Na milingkod sa iyang trono, ngadto sa kinamagulangan sa mga linakpan nga dito sa ato, o ang tanang kamagulangan sa mga baka.
Now, the term firstborn is something like the term first fruits.
Kanang gitawag na ang pirmiro nga anak, buti pasabot niya nga pirmiro kinisiyang bunga.
First fruits doesn't necessarily mean the very first fruit that gets ripe. What it means is the very best.
Ang primero prutas, dili buti pasabot niya lang basta kay maayo siya, basta kay ang buti pasabot niya, basta kayo gali o primero prutas, unsa ang pinaka, kung mananakman, pinakatambo, kung kanang prutas man, pinakatako o pinaka, maayo kayo nga prutas.
So Jesus is the first fruits of righteousness.
Jesus Christ siya ang primero prutas.
And he also wants us to be a first fruit company of people. In other words, the very best of the Lord's fruit. But you see, Egypt, the world, also has their first fruit. Their first fruits are the most powerful, the most wicked.
Ang ilahang primerong prutas, buti pa sa buti ni nga, mag-uskan o gamanan kayo nga, maghihimo o dautan.
And you see, this destroyer spirit is going to destroy all of Satan's firstborn wickedness. So again, how do you prepare for midnight? You celebrate Passover by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood that forgives you your sins and delivers you from wickedness. The blood that gives healing for all your needs. Amen.
Amen.
Let me give you another example of midnight. And we are going to be in the days of Samson. Amen.
Amen.
And the 16th chapter.
This is ice.
And it says, then went Samson to Gaza and saw there a harlot, and he went in unto her. The first verse.
Unya si Samson ngadto sa Gaza ug nakita rito ang usa ka bigaon ug misulod ngadto kaniya.
Now Samson is supposed to be a son of God.
Si Samson siya usa ka anak sa Dios.
In many ways he was supposed to be like Christ, a deliverer.
Sa daghang mga pagatuon pamagi nga si Samson usa ka usa siya nga ni Kristo nga usa ka manluluwas.
But you see, he was a man. He was a man of flesh.
Imo kita dia pero tungod kay tawhano lamang siya.
And he gave in to flesh. He had a weakness.
Tungod kay kumihata niya ang iyang pagalingon ngadto sa iyang pagkatawhano naa siya mga
But let's not just look at the natural side, the physical side of things. Let's look at the spiritual side of Samson. And what is the harlot? What did I say? A woman represents in the Word of God? A woman is a church. What kind of church is this that Samson is fooling around with? It's an unfaithful church. So here you have a picture of a son of God involved in a harlot church. He had no business being there. He should have known better. And the night was coming on, and the devil was planning to kill him. The devil's people had laid their plans. We'll wait until daybreak and then we're going to kill him. But I'll read the next verse 3. It says, and Samson lay till midnight and arose at midnight and took the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts and went away with them, bar and all, and put them on his shoulders and carry them up to the top of the hill that is before Hebron. Amen. So, the Son of God, something stirred him at midnight. And he got out of the hold of the harlot. You know, there's probably sons of God that are sitting in those harlot churches today. We need to pray that they will hear that cry, "Come out of her, my people." Come out of her, my people. You know, some people get very angry when you say that to them. They tell you they're born again Christian, but they're in the Catholic Church. I've had people get very angry at me when I tell them, but the Word of God says, "Come out of her, my people." Well, if they're meant to be a son of God, they're still going to hear what you say, and they're going to rise up and get out of that bed. And the gates of hell will not prevail against them. In fact, they're going to defeat the gates of hell. We have time for one more example. The next book is Ruth. That's Joshua, Judges, Ruth. Yeah, very little book here, small book. Let's see. We're looking at chapter 4, aren't we?
Sa kapitulo 4, saro.
No, it's chapter, must be chapter 3.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, it's chapter 3. So, Ruth is a widow. Amen. I believe spiritually she was a pure woman. She would qualify as a virgin church type of person. By the way, she's a woman that came from out there in the world. She was a Moabite woman. God is going to bring in some people that you will be surprised. Don't be afraid to suspect that God is going to bring some Muslim women in. Do you remember when we were in India, George? We gave salvation message. and these Muslim women were coming up and accepting Jesus. Their life as a Muslim was so terrible that they were ready to hear the promise of Jesus Christ and accept it. So Ruth was, shall we say, an outsider. She was out there, one of those other religions.
Si Ruth sama dengan pengganang siya gawas otak walau tak saya lapuk perpiduan bicara segiru.
But her mother-in-law told her, "This is what you shall do. This is the customs of our people. You want to find the bridegroom." Amen. Here are your instructions. Clean yourself up. Put on your clean clothes. Amen. It's a good thing for a woman to do, isn't it? Amen. I don't know any woman doesn't like to do that. Amen. And I think it's a picture again of the bride, the wife of Christ, made herself ready. In other words, if you're going to be the bride, you're going to have to do something to prepare yourself, and then he will do his part. The next thing you do, and this is your kinsman redeemer. Amen. And Jesus is your kinsman redeemer, is he not? Amen. So the bride is going to position herself at his feet. How do we come to the feet of Jesus? What does that mean, to be at the feet of Jesus? It means, "I will obey you, Lord." I am your servant. I am your handmaiden, Lord. Whatever task you give me, I'll bring you water. I'll wash your feet. I'll love the people that are not lovely. Amen. I will be humble. I will subdue the pride that is in me. I will obey your word. I will obey your spirit. So she put herself in the position at his feet. And it says at midnight, he was startled. You know, Jesus actually talked about himself in the same way. He said, "When once the master of the house is risen up,
Nagayon siya kung ang nagdumala na nga mao ang panimalay mumata siya.
And shut the door.
Kunya manirado siya sa putahan.
And even the Song of Solomon speaks of this. He says, "Do not awaken my beloved until his time."
Ang sinulat usab ni Haring Solomon isa na ayaw pag samok-samok ako giniguma sa liha sa lipag-abot ang mga panahon.
So you see, as midnight is coming, something is going to stir the master of the house. And he's going to say, "Who is this at my feet?" And she answers, "I'm your handmaiden, Lord." "Throw your cover over me. Put your mantle over me. Shield me, protect me." The midnight hour is here. I need your protection, Lord. And he said, "Yes. I will take care of you. I will make claim of you." Amen. "And I am going to secure you as my wife." And the rest of the job is his. You did what you were supposed to do. Now the Lord will do what He's going to do. Amen. I think that's enough for now. I thank you. I ask the Lord to bless you. Keep you in all your ways. And may you, as a bride of Christ, make yourself ready and do your part. God bless you.